Okay, and when you do the laundry, first you do the first thing when you do the laundry is you have to do what?
Sort the clothes. That's all I know.
Okay, and then what do you do? After you sort them, then you go and.
Oh no, we don't do that anymore.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do next? After you sort them, then you.
Just put them in the washer and wash them, but of course that wasn't what we used to do. You don't remember that.
No, I don't. What did you used to do?
Oh, thank goodness. Well, first thing we'd do early in the morning, my husband would go build a, he always helped me, go build a fire. And this wash job was a 4-hour job all day, 4 hours from and day, all day, morning. We usually start in the morning about 7 o'clock. Build a fire around the wash pot, fill up the pot with water. And then we would take our lye soap, take a knife and shave it up, put it in the pot, put some borax in the pot with it, bring it to a boil. And while all the time we was doing that, we'd be scrubbing our clothes on with out of warm water on the wash, on a board, washboard. And we'd put them in the pot and boil them till we thought they we thought they'd cooked them enough. And then take them out and run them through one tub of water with a washboard again. Run them through that again, and then through two wrench waters and one blue in water. And then hang them on the line to dry.
Well, that would take a while.
Oh, it's a terrible job, and I don't know why I've got any. I don't know how I've got any hands today from all that scrubbing and washing.
Well, did you must have to have a separate pot for each kind of water?
No. No. Oh.
How'd you do it?
This sounds ridiculous to me because I know everybody knows this. We sorted the clothes, each pile. Yeah, I read some silly things about that. The white clothes went first, usually sheets and pillowcases and the cup tails. And my cup tails were always as white as my sheets. Because I hung out a beautiful wash. And then after those, the next bunch of white clothes that maybe the pot wouldn't hold. And men's the underwear and sweatshirts and all the things like that. And with time, you'd get one load out, there'd be another one ready. And most of the time, the work clothes were boiled. Also, but not as long. Just put them in, you know, enough to get the odors out. But they wouldn't have to be boiled, maybe too long. But they got their boiling just the same. And then.
I bet those things were strong. You know, half the clothes I have, I bet wouldn't take being boiled.
No, not today they wouldn't. No, because we have this polyester and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, they'd melt, wouldn't they?
Yeah, probably would.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, what do you call that thing that you'd use to get from the first story to the second story in a two-story house?
Stairway.
Okay, what if this stairway was attached to the outside of the house? Then what would you call it? Call the same thing?
I never heard it called anything else.
Okay, all right.
Outside stairway would be what you call it.
Okay. You got a porch. In front, what would you call it? Would you call it porch? Would you still call it a porch if it went around like three or four sides of the house?
Well, honestly, they didn't used to call them. Hardly ever called it a porch. They said gallery.
Oh, really?
Gallery was a country name for it.
Would you call it? What would you call it if it was on the second story?
Balcony, I guess.
Okay.
We didn't have one. But